Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's showdown with the Steelers.
Hey, the last nine to the Steelers. I know you were not involved in a lot of those, but how much do you think that maybe bothers some of these guys in this locker room?
I think it, obviously we want to win every game, especially when we play the Steelers, but I don't think people really think about it too much. You know, it's every game is mutually exclusive, and you know, just because we lost last game has nothing to do with this game. So that's not a good stat, not a good side of the history to be on. So, you know, we're going to come out Saturday and try to change that.
Do you see a lot of it's going to be self-inflicted wounds while you're here, penalties, and maybe lack of communication at time, critical time?
Yeah, I think that just goes with any time you lose a game. Penalties, lack of communication. That's what loses you games. Coach Harbaugh always tells us we have to learn how to not lose games before we can win games. So it's very true in this sport, and you know, it's stuff which we have to clean up, and we know we will.
Hey, Kyle, Marlon talked about the defense coming along well, and he really pointed to you playing that natural safety position as kind of a turning point. How has that helped, I guess, you and the defense overall since you moved into that role kind of midway through the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. Y'all have asked me, like, throughout the year, like, do you still see yourself as a safety? And now this is pretty much happening. I was like, yeah. So so now I'm just playing safety now. I feel like it's not like we reinvented the wheel. Like, we're just doing what we knew we had to do the whole time and not making dumb mistakes and, you know, just keeping the ball in front of us, making tackles and stuff like that. And I feel like we can be really good if we just polish up stuff like that and penalties as well.
What about the communication with everybody else? You really pointed to your communication and knowing what everybody does in front of you. How big of a factor is that in your game?
Yeah, I think it's big. I think that's a big reason why I think I help when I'm out there. You know, I feel like I'm out there, obviously, play well, but at the same time, make sure guys are playing well, playing fast at the same time. I don't want people out there thinking, whether it's Nate outside or Marlon or Roquan, you know, he has a lot on his plate, so try to take some off his plate. And just communication-wise, if I can have everybody on the same page, just starting with me, starting with Roquan, and going from there, I think we can be playing fast and play really well.
Have a sense of just how well Steelers fans travel for a game this big. I guess, what is your kind of message to Ravens fans considering what you're going into this game?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think Ravens fans travel pretty well to Pittsburgh, too, as well. But, you know, it's kind of funny when we do the national anthem wherever we're at and they do the big O chant. You kind of have a sense of how many Ravens fans are there at that time. But, you know, it is our stadium. It's a home game for us, and I think it's a big advantage, you know, playing any team, especially Pittsburgh. I don't think people really talk about it enough. I think Ravens fans have done a great job just staying in it and, you know, supporting us, criticizing us obviously too, but, you know, we criticize ourselves, hold us to a high standard, and I think that it's fair because of the just the franchise in itself and what it's become at this point. You know, one of the more winningest franchises in the league, and we're always in the mix every year, so expect them to be rowdy, expect them to be loud, and hopefully get a win for them.
Marlon described the team meeting as fiery. Did you notice anything different about it?
No, I really don't know what he's talking about.
That's why I was asking you.
He might have been in his own little world.
Kyle, at the same time, he said he doesn't feel like you guys need to get over any kind of hump or whatever word you want to use regarding Pittsburgh. I mean, would you agree with that, that it's not really that kind of situation?
Yeah, no. I mean, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. Like, obviously, we lost 8 of the last 9, I think. But, you know, I don't think we're going in this game. Like, we can't lose 9 out of 10. Like, we're just trying to win this one game and take it 1 week at a time. And I know y'all hear that a lot from us, but it's really true. Like, we, you know, we have 1 week lives, kind of. And, you know, last week we were all about the Giants and got that win. Now we're all about the Steelers. And whatever comes next, come next. But, you know, obviously we're trying to win this week.
Kyle, you mentioned that, you know, this can't be a team that beats itself. Is there a challenge mentally for you guys where you feel like you've gotten a stop on third down, you see a flag, you kind of have to reset. Is that a challenge for this team, this defense, to kind of move on to the next play, not get fixated on what might happen?
I don't think it's a challenge for us moving on in a sense. I think it's a challenge for us just to not have them in the first place. You know, I think we play pretty well. Zach told us this week that on one drive where they scored the first touchdown, they had 39 yards of offense and 41 yards of penalties. Like we're literally giving them points at that point, and, you know, I feel like we have a good enough team where nobody should really just drive down the field and score on us just at will. You know, we the only way that will happen if we get penalties, pass interference, holding, whatever it may be. And, you know, we just got to be a little more clean in that aspect. But I don't think guys need to change how they're playing in any way. Just kind of fix little things. Just keep playing fast.
Kyle, when you play the Steelers, do you feel like you have a pretty good idea going into the game what they're going to do offensively? They're going to run the ball a lot. They're going to take a few deep shots. Like, and how does that make them different to defend compared to other teams?
Yeah, it's not a lot of glitz and glam. You know, they're going to line up and just make you stop them. And you know, we respect that. I think most of the league does. You know, they've been good at it for a long time. And a lot of teams just kind of wilt away at that point. Like when you get to, third, fourth quarter, you're tired of tackling Najee, you're tired of hitting whoever. And but I don't think we're built like that. I think we're built for these kinds of games, and going to come out Saturday and prove that.
All right, thank you, Kyle.
Appreciate you, Scott.